The Wireless Institute, West Wireless Health Institute, is really the outgrowth of two extraordinary people who are here this evening, Gary and Mary West, and I'd like to give it up for them for getting behind this. Their fantastic philanthropic investment made this possible. And this is really a nonprofit education center, which is just about to open. It looks like this, this whole building dedicated. And what it's trying to do is accelerate this era. So take unmet medical needs to work and innovate. And we just appointed the chief engineer, Mehran Mehrigani, was announced on Monday. Then to move up with development, clinical trial validation, and then changing medical practice, the most challenging thing of all, requiring attention to reimbursement, healthcare policy, healthcare economics. The other big thing, besides having this fantastic institute to catalyze this process, is guidance. And that's, of course, relying on the fact that medicine goes digital. If we understand biology from genomics and omics and wireless through physiologic phenotyping, that's big. Because what it does is allow convergence like we've never had before. Over 80 major diseases have been cracked at the genomic level, but this is quite extraordinary. More has been learned about the underpinnings of disease in the last 2.5 years than the history of man. And when you put that together with, for example, now an app for the iPhone with your genotypes to guide drug therapy, but the future, we can now tell who's going to get type 2 diabetes from all the common variants, and that's going to get filled in more with low-frequency variants in the future. We can tell who's going to get breast cancer from the various genes. We can also know who's likely to get atrial fibrillation.